Hey entrepreneurs,
this is episode 33 of the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience. Today we're going to talk to you about networking.
You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub Audio Experience, and it all starts in 3, 2, 1.
How do you get better at networking? Well, first things first, get out there and talk to people.
How hard is it to network?
It's easy, but it's hard to work yourself up to it. That's right. The thing. So you just got to go do it. Just go talk to people. You know, they want to get to know you. They want you to come to them. And the truth of the matter is that you might be the next best thing for them, or they might be the next best thing for you.
Yeah, it's insane. Like the amount of people that I've met and the connections that I've created and which are helping us grow our company and helping us grow our network is insane, especially now. Like been meeting pretty incredible people. But you never know, like there's going to be that one person who will provide you that one opportunity that will change your life.
Yeah, 100%. Right? Like there are so many stories of people who are working super, super hard and they never go up to people. But then they're like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to that person over there. And that person completely changes their life.
Yeah.
And they succeed. They achieve their dreams, everything. Everyone has a dream out there. Everyone needs help. And everybody is waiting for you.
Yeah.
To go and help them with that dream, and they're going to help you. And that's what networking is all about.
Where do you think are good places to start networking?
I would say good places to start networking, if not online, like LinkedIn. We've already spoken about that.
Yeah.
LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places. Business conferences, wine festivals.
Business conferences are incredible for networking. Insane. And the more we go, the greater our reach is, the greater amount of people we meet. One trick I do for networking is I was following this guy on Facebook, and he always meets with these incredible people, and I friend and message every person that he links to, so I can create a connection with him, and it's actually done pretty well.
It's kind of like, stalkerish though.
It seems stalkerish. People ask me like, oh, how'd you find me? And I tell them, oh, through this. But then they don't feel like it's so stalkery because they're already, their name was put out there.
I was just trying to be annoying. I honestly do that to you. Every person you follow, I follow. So,
I'm starting to actually notice that.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's a good way to do it. And it takes you, it's totally out of the comfort zone type of approach.
Truth be told.
Networking is very out of the comfort zone.
And truth be told, everyone out there has a dream they want to fulfill. And this is part of the dream. There's a lot of stuff that isn't fun that you have to do to do these things. You're not going to be an expert. You're not going to fulfill what you want to fulfill unless you get out of your comfort zone and just go talk to these damn people. They're just as scared as you are.
Right. How would you rate networking on a 1 to 10 scale for starting and creating a business?
I would rank it at like 10, like straight up.
Yeah, it's
because you need people who are already immersed in the culture to help you get immersed in the culture. Like there's no other way to look at it. If you want to be a writer, you want to be talking to people who are already accomplished writers in order to be a writer. You want to be an artist, the same thing. Music, the same thing. Everything. You can't get into this business thinking that you know what you're doing because there's people who have done it before you and they know exactly what to do and they're going to help you get where you need to go.
Amazing. Love that.
I think that sums it up.
Right. And like we said, like you'll never know who you'll meet. So just remember, please like, share, and subscribe. And remember to give us 5 stars on iTunes.
This has been Jerusalem Hub. And always remember,
be bold,
face your fears,
and always stay consistent. We'll see you guys tomorrow.